On behalf of our beloved Guru Maharaj and founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, I welcome all the assembled devotees to Sri Radha Gopinath Sunday Festival. Today will be a historical event which hopefully we will never forget. We have with us two of the original most intimate, loving servants and associate of Srila Prabhupada, who are going to share their memories with us in a very unique way. Gurudas Prabhu was the first photographer of ISKCON. He and Shyam Sundar Prabhu, along with several other devotees, they established the second temple of ISKCON in the Haight-Ashbury district of San Francisco, which was incredible. In New York, in the Lower East Side, at 26 Second Avenue, the first center was started. And it had a very wonderful impact on New York City. But this center in San Francisco had an impact on the entire Western world, because these devotees that were there had such creative, dynamic vision and enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada, so pleased with them, sent them to establish a temple in London, and then sent them to establish ISKCON in India. Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu are literally legends in their own times. And I'm very happy to tell you that Gurudas Prabhu has brought his new book about Srila Prabhupada by his example, which will be available after the lecture today. It's a fantastic book. Shyam Sundar Prabhu today said, after Prabhupada Lilamrita, he considers this most comprehensive and intimate revelation of Srila Prabhupada's character that has ever been brought forth to humanity. So please do consider purchasing this book. Today, original photographs of Srila Prabhupada back in the 1960s have been discovered by Gurudas Prabhu, and he's going to share them with us. Photographs that practically no one in the entire ISKCON or the world have ever seen. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu, going through these photographs, have created a wonderful oral presentation of their remembrances along with them, which will literally transport our souls back in time to be right there in the inner circle of Srila Prabhupada's Leela, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. I am so infinitely grateful to these great personalities, who are also two of my dearest friends in life. let us very enthusiastically welcome them to Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. At least 1,008 times louder, please. And we also have amongst us again His Holiness Chandrabali Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Give us slide one. I don't know. They have some technical problems.
I don't think so.
Technical problems. Hold on. Did you tell him to start with San Francisco?
Yes.
Up to you, I guess, yeah. It'd be better if we turn these two off.
Anyway. Yeah, we can turn them off.
How many people were here this morning? Okay. We're going to briefly go through San Francisco again for the people who were not here, but not as extensively.
Turn these lights off. Someone.
We were talking this morning about San Francisco and how Srila Prabhupada came in our midst, 71 years of age. We were young, wild people. Who would believe that Prabhupada would tell...
SF, San Francisco.
Who would believe that Prabhupada would tell us that we would be worshiping a blue boy as God? And who would believe that he would be able to buy us suits and we would wear them? Prabhupada is our father, spoon-feeding us Krishna consciousness. You realize that when he came, there was no mridanga, no books except for Srimad Bhagavatam. No temples except for one. No elder God brothers or God sisters to show us the way. So Prabhupada spoon-fed us Krishna consciousness. Already he was very regulated, and he would go on the morning walks at the same time. There was a man in Vrindavan when we would go on the parikrama, and they would cross paths at 6:03 every morning. They were so regulated. I would check my watch by the two men to see, is it 6:03? Okay, I click. Click again. Okay, and every time I click it will change. Okay, this is Srila Prabhupada and the second accountant, Uddhava. Do you want to tell about being the first accountant?
No, I want to talk about Golden Gate Park.
This is Golden Gate Park, the famous Golden Gate Park. This is Jayananda Thakur, great saint, selfless, hard worker, never stopped working while we're sleeping, going to the fruit market, and all the people loved him and gave fruits and vegetables. When he became a devotee, he was a taxi cab driver. He said he wasn't very intelligent, but he would ask me to name a street in San Francisco. I'd name a street, and he knew what houses or stores were on the street. He was so intelligent. So now we're walking near the famous Stowe Lake. We're walking up and down. We decided to take Prabhupada around the lake for scenic reasons. The next morning, Prabhupada just walked up and down. He didn't need all the scenery. He was transcendentally fixed in Krishna consciousness. Nearby were some ducks near the lake. I've told this story 108 times, but you'll hear it again. Somebody said, "The Swami's coming, the Swami's coming, get out of the way." They were on the footpath, the ducks. So Prabhupada looked over at the ducks because they were waking up. Quack, quack, quack. He looked over. He said, "As you are thinking they are disturbing us, they are thinking we are disturbing them." He was even able to see into the hearts of all living entities.
The devotee on the... this is Gurudas. Devotee in the foreground is Gorsundar Das, and Gargamuni is there. If you've been to Vrindavan, you must have seen Gargamuni. He doesn't look the same now.
Prabhupada called him Gargamuni. Now we're going on the street with Prabhupada. There's Mukunda Goswami, again wearing suits. Prabhupada got us to wear suits. Underneath the tunnel in Golden Gate Park. By the ocean. Now we're going by the ocean.
Golden Gate Park is one of the most beautiful civic parks in the world. It's a huge park, several miles long. And it ends at the ocean, so quite often we would walk down through the park to the ocean at the bottom, Pacific Ocean.
And we had a kirtan there, and Prabhupada said, "All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the Pacific Ocean." There's Chidananda Prabhu and Uddhava. Malati, Jamuna, Prabhupada. Shamashunda.
I am this body. This is early times.
This is behind the temple next to a big...
Stadium.
Sports stadium. In Gorakhpur, India, I asked Prabhupada, "Did you play sports?" He said, "Yes. I was captain of the debating team."
This go back 1 second. Can you
go back?
Oh, I guess.
How do you go
previous,
back?
Hit previous. See the word previous there? Yeah. And now previous. Oh, well. That look on Prabhupada's face, this is a bit out of sequence. This photo was taken several months later when Prabhupada had become very ill. And he was going to India to hopefully get some treatment by an Ayurvedic doctor that he knew there. And this is his last moments in San Francisco. He's leaving all of us. We had grown so close together as a family. And you can see he's heartbroken to leave us. He won't even look up. He's so sad. He's on his way to India, and we don't know if we'll ever see each other again because he was so ill. This was a moment of the first major moment of separation from our spiritual master.
There's a few photos further on that are also in this series when Prabhupada was departing.
The good news is he came back healthy and vigorous again later.
Yes.
At this time, none of us knew if we would ever see him again or if he would see us. He was very sad.
That's right. We didn't know if we'd ever see him again. This is the temple room we were explaining this morning. At first, Prabhupada sat on the altar. Kirtamashi was in a store. And I used to go every day and say, can we please have or purchase this Krishna? Krishna was pale blue in the window. Finally, one day they said, apparently Samashinda says, they asked for $55, and I bargained them down to $35. And I went out in the street. We didn't have any money very much. And I said, my father's in jail. My son's in jail. I need money. And soon the $35 came. And then we brought Kirtamashi to the temple and fed him. And he became very blue. And Prabhupada said, just see, just see. But at first, Prabhupada didn't even tell us that there was a Vyasasan. Prabhupada sat on the altar. And then Lord Jagannath came. I don't know if Samashinda wants to talk about that again, briefly at least.
Just you can note how high he is off the floor. That was our idea of an altar in those days, that it should be very high on the ceiling.
This personality here is Tamal Krishna Goswami. Lilavati, Jamuna, a person who owned a music store. These are just some intimate shots of Prabhupada in the first temple room. We would go to many programs all over. So there was, we were invited by the Democratic Party to chant. And we were invited by the Republican Party to chant. And so when the Republican Party invited us, we brought Ganesh, because the symbol of the Republican Party is the elephant. Somehow or other, we were billed as Malati and the Dancing Gopis. We would go any place. We even went to one place with a devil worshiper and a lion. We would chant any place, any time. But Prabhupada would go with us. This is in Marin County. Jai Prabhupada.
Now, who can resist that smile, that laugh, huh? This was the center of our lives, to see Prabhupada laugh like this. We would do anything to help that laugh come about.
People say to Samashinda, they say, how did you do this all? And we just say, we wanted to see Prabhupada smile. This is at the Unitarian Church in San Francisco. Chandrabali, she is Native American extract.
Upendra.
Upendra. Then Prabhupada started dancing, and you'll notice that these photographs are somewhat fuzzy. It's because when Prabhupada started dancing, I started dancing when I was photographing, and I couldn't keep it focused.
The first Samkirtan party.
Okay, there's a good story about this.
In all of ISKCON history, that's the first day.
This is the first Harinam. We were in the temple room. It was Lord Chaitanya's appearance day. There was a manuscript, not a book, but just the rough type pages of the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Prabhupada said, now go into the temple the whole day. Chant japa, read the manuscript, and then chant kirtan. But stay in the temple. Well, we were rebels. And Jayananda, myself, and Jivananda looked at each other and said, let us chant outside the temple and go to the Prabhupada's house. It was an apartment on Willard Street where I once lived. We chanted around the block with kartals and bongo drum. Prabhupada came to the window of the apartment, and he saw us chanting, and he went like this. And we thought, oh no, Swamiji has told us to go back to the temple. He told us to stay in the temple, and we went outside, and now he's saying, go away, go away. Well, Upendra runs out of the apartment and said, Swamiji wants to see you. We said, he said, go away. He said, no, that's in India. That's how they say, come here, come here. Come here, come here. So, Prabhupada then said, Lord Chaitanya has given you the intelligence to chant this in the streets. So now do this every day. And so this is the first day. Hari Nam Sim Kirtan.
Vishnu Jan playing the harmonium.
Vishnu Janan Maharaj playing harmonium. Tamal Krishna Goswami. Mukunda Goswami. Chidananda. Now we had Murdangas finally. And Murli Dhar. We were a little bit nervous to do this, but we did it.
This is Fisherman's Wharf, right?
Yes. Aquatic Park.
Embarcadero.
This is what it was like, a family with Prabhupada, Swamiji as our father. Very close, building something, not taking anything for granted, learning, striving, becoming selfless for Krishna, doing anything the Swami wanted.
And learning to live together as God brothers and sisters, because you must remember a few months before this, none of us knew each other at all. We were only gathered because of Srila Prabhupada, and we were learning how to work with each other and perform devotional service together. It was a wonderful time.
But the glue was the holy name and Prabhupada, Swamiji, telling us how to do everything. It was a truly wonderful family. And if you've ever experienced starting a temple with some people, this process of starting it out with a few people is always a very wonderful process. Upendra, Jamuna Devi.
Can you go back a second?
Can I go back?
Yeah. Notice the crowd, the background crowd. This is the beginning of the hippie era. You can see the kind of outlandish people that started to gather in San Francisco.
On the radio program, they said, why are you preaching to the hippies? And Prabhupada said, I'm preaching to the happies.
Prabhupada never told us to cut our hair.
He hardly told us anything at first. We even had dogs and cats coming to the temple and waiting for us outside. One day, Janaki's cat came at Prabhupada's feet. We didn't know what was going to happen. And Prabhupada just took his foot and petted the cat. Just like one time we were at Baladeva Indra Singh's house in the Punjab. He was a Maharaj Kshatriya, and all over the walls were lions and tigers and wildebeests and animals on the wall, their heads. And the devotees were all uncomfortable, and they didn't know what to do. So as usual, I looked at Prabhupada. How is he applying Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada was transcendental. Prabhupada could tell that we were uncomfortable because of all the animals' heads on the wall. So he said, Kshatriyas must hunt to practice for war. It is in the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second Rath Yatra festival.
This is Haight Street. Just entering the Golden Gate Park, there's our chariot, the very first chariot in all of ISKCON.
And Prabhupada was looking out the window and did a drawing on how to make this cart. Now we're decorating the cart so beautifully. Who knows who this is? Can anybody recognize this exalted soul? No, not Sridhar. I know we all look alike, but... Jaya Pataka Maharaj. In his slim days.
He was the first devotee that shaved his head and put on the robes. And shortly after this, I think he went to India, right?
Yes.
Yeah. To escape the draft.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, he was from Canada, and usually people went to Canada to escape the draft. He went to India. This is Dayananda. When Prabhupada was trying to get his immigration visa, Dayananda and Nandarani said, "We will adopt Prabhupada as our son." But Prabhupada said, "They will say what you are doing with such an elderly son."
This is the kind of crowds in Haight-Ashbury in 1968.
And this policeman was known as Sergeant Sunshine because he loved our festivals. And there's a famous picture of him with his gun there and a flower in the gun. Sergeant Sunshine.
It's the more Haight Street, all the long-haired hippies of the times.
Yeah, when Bhakti Charu Swami was making the film Apoy Charan, the San Francisco section, how he had hippies depicted was more like very nice clothes and shoes, and I had to show him photos of what hippies looked like so he could be more authentic.
It's a cowboy look there, see, with the vest and the long hair.
Where?
In the right lower. Next guy, that guy.
Oh, yeah. I know that guy. So we used to chant at the base of Hippie Hill. Still people chant and play drums there. Now, as you know, Lord Jagannath should not go out of the temple... except on Rath Yatra Day, but we didn't know any better. We were doing all these offenses without knowing it. We didn't know anything. So we decided, let's take Lord Jagannath outside the temple. So Prabhupada heard about it, and he actually ran. And he said, "Oh, Lord Jagannath should not go out of the temple." But as always, he forgave us. And since Lord Jagannath was already out of the temple that day, he sat down, we brought the sound system, and he chanted. This is Prabhupada's forgiveness for our offenses all the time. Okay, I always saw that Mukunda had a chance to see Prabhupada a lot. So I would do things, service, so I could be with Prabhupada. So much so that they even said, "Don't let Gur Das in anymore. He's always with Prabhupada." But every time they would go to the kitchen or something, that was when I decided to see Prabhupada. So they'd come back, "Oh, Gur Das is there again." So I set up a TV program for Prabhupada. Somebody else took the photos. This morning I told about, it was a call-in program, and we had planned to call in, but we only have so much time. But during the sound check, when they were checking for sound, there was a buzz in the line, and they were looking in the lines for 1 hour, following the lines back to the soundboard. There was a buzz. So finally they went and followed it to the buzz. And they said, "It's him, it's him." It was Prabhupada chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna." "It's him, it's him." Jivananda. He came and ate prasadam. He was from Texas and stayed. Just for eating prasadam. Upendra. Govinda Dasi, Jamuna, in front of the TV. Okay, this is the continuation of the series where Shyamashunda was talking about we'd never know if we saw Prabhupada again. He was sick, but look how young he looks. And look how fond he is.
Too much light.
Well, that's my fault.
No, it's...
This is Jayahari. Suddenly we're in London, but that's all right.
That's London.
Okay, now Prabhupada was in the car getting ready to go to the airport, but suddenly he went out to look at the temple one more time and look at his face. He also thought, will I ever see these young people again? Will I ever see this temple again? And he went back to India, and that's one of my favorite pictures because of the mood of Prabhupada.
It needs some more contrasts.
Okay, this is our young family, Subal, Udaba, Malati, Karuna Mai, Prabhupada, Hayagriva, Saradiya, Govindadasi, Gorasundar, Ramatanu, Jamuna, I'm not sure who. Now, we left out some of the important pictures of this, but Mukunda is with Janaki, and Janaki took Prabhupada's ticket because she was very familiar with Prabhupada, and she said, I'm not going to let you go, Swamiji. And Swamiji said, but they have my name in the airship, and they have my passport. And she was frustrated, and he was smiling. But she actually took his ticket, but then gave it back. And there he is smiling when she gave the ticket back.
Can you darken that a little? Can you darken that a little bit? It's too bright. That's volume.
Whoops.
Oh, well. I think that's the last picture in San Francisco,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's...
So now click on London.
Okay, where are we? Let's just go to London. How do you do it? So as Shyamashunda was saying this morning, maybe you should say how important is London. I'm doing all the talking here. Say how important London is.
In 1968, several of us began to get the inclination to move out from San Francisco and start a new center. There were three householder couples, Gurdas, myself, and Mukunda, and our wives. We asked Srila Prabhupada if we could go to London and open a center there because we knew that he wanted a center in London almost more than any other place on the planet. His Guru Maharaj especially wanted a temple in London, so he was very happy that we were going there and helped us in many ways to achieve that. So now we'll look at some of the early London shots.
Okay, this is John Lennon, the Beatles' estate. Mukunda had written a letter to George Harrison, and the Beatles had heard Prabhupada's Mahamantra recording from the Happening label. So we thought it would be good if we were to meet the Beatles. And at first they didn't respond, but later on, due to perseverance, they met us. It's a somewhat famous story, but this is on John Lennon's estate. And this is our group, our first London Temple, Malati, and I think her name was Vishaka, right?
Yeah.
And Kulishikar, Ramatanu, Janaki, somebody.
These are friends of John Lennon over there, I think.
Yeah. Mukunda, Dhananjaya, Tirthapada, Radha Raman, Trivikram, Digvijaya, Purushottam, Uttama Shloka, somebody, Ishan, Vibhavati, Jamuna, looking at Prabhupada, like me, Dr. Ando, and this person came. This is Drupadi. We were going on Oxford Street chanting, and this one couple had a little stand with incense and things from India. And as soon as we went by chanting, they closed up their stand and followed us back to the temple. Well, in those days, we were getting interviewed a lot because of our recording with the Beatles. So a reporter came to her husband and said, "How long have you been a devotee?" And he said, 15 minutes. So I said, "I'll take over the interview, thank you."
Who's Dr. Ando? You mentioned that.
He was an ethnobotanist friend.
Of the devotees? Friend of the devotees?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Well, that's why I wrote a book.
Oh. You didn't mention Dr. Ando.
So these are more of our family with Prabhupada. Now, these were publicity photos, good exposures. When we did the Radha Krishna Temple album, the early Hare Krishna Mantra in Govindam, these were some publicity photos that someone took. This is Annapurna. Her father was wrote the horse column, what do you call it, horse race column for the British Sun newspaper.
The form. The form, racing form.
Racing form. And he said, "I don't like my daughter doing all this chanting and everything." Well, before she was actually a heroin addict. So I said, "Would you rather her shoot a heroin or chant Hare Krishna?" And he said, "I'd rather her chant Hare Krishna." So I got him to think a little bit. Okay, Samashunda can tell about this.
In order to attract people to Krishna consciousness in London in the early times, this probably before we even met George, I think.
Yeah.
We found someone who was willing to book us as a rock group at various concert halls, and there was one big concert hall called the Roundhouse, which was just a giant round indoor stadium with flat floor, a cement floor. And he booked us in there as the Radha Krishna Temple. And thousands of people came. They wanted to see who these strange people were. So we started out the concert performance with a fire in the center of the floor, a yajna. And when we finished the yajna, we put all the remaining wood on the fire, and it got very big. And we started the chanting, and everyone was dancing and standing and chanting and dancing. And as the chanting got wilder, they started pressing us closer and closer to the fire, to practically when our dhotis were in the fire, we were in great danger of being burned alive. And just then the fire department came, and they closed down the whole thing and came racing in and put the fire out. But that was the end of the concert.
And I couldn't understand because the previous group were breaking guitars and shooting off fireworks. Why should they object to our fire yajna?
In these days, this was 68, the hippie scene had shifted to London. You can see all of the British hippies around. Even American hippies started coming to London. It was sort of the center of the universe in those days.
It's ironic because when we started the Bhaktivedanta Manor, getting ready for the inauguration, the woman who sold us the Bhaktivedanta Manor took the doorknobs off and everything inside, just sold us the building. And so there is a lot of sawdust and fine material in the air. So when somebody struck a match, a fire started. So the fire brigade came and put the fire out. And so they put the fire out, and now they were going around the building, but it was time for the Abhishek. And so we started another fire, and they look inside, and they said, "We just put the fire out, and now they're starting a fire." These Krishna people are crazy. Now, these are nice. These are photographs of Prabhupada. I'm just going to go through them somewhat slowly so we can drink in the continence of our spiritual master.
This is at John Lennon's house.
Yes. This is a Vyasa-san that was already there. Prabhupada performed, the same people who put their stand up and came and followed us, the devotee that was 15 minutes, they had a initiation and marriage ceremony the same night, two in one. So they were given the name Devadatta and Draupadi, but they had a little child. So someone said, and Prabhupada was Prabhupada then. They said, "Prabhupada, what is the little child's name?" So Prabhupada looked and said, "Usually the child comes out after the wedding, not before." Usually the child comes out after the wedding, not before. He joked. And then he said, "Dhruva Maharaj." Just see how he smiled on us. Always new ideas, fanning the flame of our devotion. If we had some idea, Prabhupada would make it even better with some idea. Nothing was too out. Well, any good idea he would encourage. Dhananjaya Prabhu, Jamuna. Vagabond from Sweden. Oh, that's nice. This is these rooms we lived in. John and Yoko visited. And there's the book, Chant and Be Happy. They happened in these rooms. And Yoko Ono said to John Lennon, "Could you live so simply like the Swami?" "I can." We live somewhat simply together. There's the morning walk. I'll tell the worm story again. We were walking on a morning like this, more people. And I saw a worm going towards Prabhupada's feet. And I thought I should say something so the worm won't get stepped on. But then I thought maybe the worm would get liberated, like falling under the wheels of the Jagannath cart. So then Prabhupada's feet and the worm met. And then the worm went on and Prabhupada's feet went on. And I didn't see any footprint of Prabhupada in the grass. It was near this spot there. Okay, these are nice of Prabhupada as well.
The king on his estate.
Yeah. You picked good ones, Krishna Chaitanya.
It's my daughter, Saraswati.
Now, Prabhupada would tease her, too. He got her a deity, right? Didn't he get her a Krishna?
I don't know the story.
He got a Krishna, and then he hid it behind her, his back. He took it from her. And she started crying and crying, and he wouldn't give it back or let her know where it was. Krishna. Where Krishna was, and she was crying, and Prabhupada was seeing this vipralamba, the separation. And finally, he gave Krishna back to Saraswati. But even when we were walking by that lake in Delhi, Saraswati was on your shoulders, and Prabhupada said, "Can Saraswati swim?" Do you remember that? "Can Saraswati swim?" And she said, "No, no." She got a lot of mercy from Prabhupada.
Oh.
Oh. You see why I took so many photographs of Prabhupada? His expressions would change so much like that. Now this group is very nice. Here, Jagat Guru of the world going into the building. There's little baby Saraswati. This is Uttama Shloka and Jimmy Duty. So Prabhupada was going into the room, but he stops and looks at his young, like, child. He treated us. Oh, Prabhupada is still looking at Saraswati.
She would go up in his room every day and play with him.
For hours.
We would always wonder, where is Saraswati? Oh, she's up in Prabhupada's room. And we'd go up, or Malati would go up to get her, and she'd just be sitting there with Prabhupada talking and playing.
So now he's talking to her, saying something.
He's probably playing a joke on her.
Yeah, Saraswati, you've been good. Come here. No, don't come.
Okay.
Samashinda should talk about this.
This was another ploy to prolong Prabhupada's stay with us in London. I was building the temple room in Berry Place very slowly. And Prabhupada, again, became quite concerned that time was passing. So he would sometimes come into London to observe the construction. And that was not a small trip. It was like a two-hour trip from John Lennon's place out down to the temple on Berry Place. So here he is inspecting the construction. Srila Prabhupada is expert in every art there you can name, including construction. He always had some good ideas, but he's looking at all of the building work.
So Samashinda said in humility, "Should we stop hammering Srila Prabhupada?" Because he was living above the temple room. And Prabhupada said, "No, I want to hear your hammering, then I know you're working."
But this, all of the wood and the construction was modeled after some black and white photos of a temple, a temple in India that I had seen. And I had this book, and I copied the construction ideas from the photo. And just this last month when we were in Kanchapur, I saw the exact same temple. It was that Shiva temple we went to that night that the interior Berry Place was modeled after. You can see the columns on the side and then the redwood inside.
This is Suridas. John and Yoko were going around London in a canvas bag so they could go to events and be there and not be there. It was like a Zen Buddhist idea. So they asked Jamuna and myself to go into this bubble to accept an award one night, but I was the temple president, and I was trying to maintain a modicum of decorum, so I declined and asked Suridas, who's French-Algerian with a heavy accent, and his wife, Jotila, to get in this bubble. So they went to the award ceremony, and the reporter said, it's definitely John and Yoko in the bubble. But because Jotila was taller than Suridas, they thought she was John and he was Yoko. So now Prabhupada's inspecting, and this temple, we tried to soundproof it. We tried to soundproof it, but there was a neighbor, Mr. French, who was complaining all the time. He said, they're singing. This was in a meeting with the Greater London Council to get us the final registration to the zoning to have a temple. And he was saying, they're chanting in the morning, and my dog is jumping up and down and barking, and my wife is fainting.
You'd like that one.
So we had a member of parliament with us, Mr. Tom Dreeberg, who later turned out to be a double agent for the KGB, but that's another story. And so we said it's soundproof. And in the door was a window. And so everybody was standing in the hall, and we played a trick for Krishna. It was like this. There was a window in the temple room, and so the temple room was open, and we were chanting. And when they closed the door, we were looking in the window, and we were going... And they said, there's no sound, and they were playing the mridanga like this. And when the door closed, and they said, there's no sound here. We're standing in the hall. We're not even in your apartment. He said, it's a trick. And it was.
Yeah, less brightness.
There's Prabhupada going up to his rooms. One day on a morning walk, I was temple president, so I wanted to make sure everybody had a chance to walk with Prabhupada. So he came down the stairs, and I was not going to go that morning, but he said, you're coming, Gurdas Ji? And I said, okay, I'm coming. He said, thank you very much. But he would, like, read my mind if I was... vacillating.
I remember another story about this right here that happened. Prabhupada came in from his walk and he took off his gloves.
Right.
And he put one glove on the stair on that knob right there, and he left one glove in his pocket. But and then he started looking around for his gloves, and he says, "Oh, I've apparently lost one glove." And everyone looked around. Finally, they found the other glove in his pocket. And they said, oh, we found it, Prabhupada. And he said, just see what a fool I am.
to Prabhupada, that was a mistake.
I have made a mistake.
Yes. Well, we were also on a walk in Russell Square, just Prabhupada and I. And I like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings because they were so poetic. And sometimes I like Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings more than Prabhupada even. But I said to Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is my second favorite author, implying that Prabhupada was my favorite. And Prabhupada looked into my mind, and Prabhupada said, second? He knew. He read my mind. So I said, actually, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is my favorite author because he writes so poetically. with Victorian language, an epic style. And Prabhupada said, if I had one-tenth, and then he cried, of Bhaktivinod Thakur, I would be a great devotee. I don't know what word he said, but he said, if I had one-tenth of the of Bhaktivinod Thakur, I would be a great devotee.
The usual walking area was Russell Square from Barry. Barry Place was centrally located in London, just near the British Museum. There was a nice park called Russell Square around the corner. We used to walk there every morning. King of England.
He would point out things on the morning walk. There would be a building, and Prabhupada would see an X on the window, and he'd say, now hiring also. And Prabhupada would say, they're already renting this out, and it is not even finished. This is a sign of not a great economy. Prabhupada called the British economy at the time coal and potatoes. He always had a way of saying something. This is someone named Padmalochana. Lotus eyes. BB eyes.
That's a good shot.
Yeah.
That's Russell Square. As usual, it's raining. Prabhupada is holding his own umbrella there.
Saraswati Dhananjaya.
I think this is Regent's Park.
Yeah.
This is not Russell Square. This is Regent's Park.
Rabbatinanda. Aurobindo. Tejas, Madeira. Tamal Krishna Goswami. Now, finally, Tamal got the idea I should hold the umbrella.
This is Russell Square.
Janaki Purushottam, Prabhupada. Pritha Jyotirmayi, Mandakini. Mandakini is a wonderful devotee. They were saying that we were obstructing Piccadilly Circus. We would go right in the middle of London, and we would chant, and people would gather around, and they were complaining. We were obstructing traffic and foot traffic. So we had a plan that if we got arrested, I would photograph it. Tamal Krishna had a Karmi-looking hat. He might have got it from his father or something. So the plan was that the most plaintive-looking girl, Mandakini, would be in the front, and we would all go down and pray. So she and Jyotirmayi would go down like that, and the big policeman was hovering over us, and I published the photo, and it looked like the police were harassing us. So then they arrested myself and Yogeshwara, and so we went to trial. We spent a night in jail. So the judge said, "Is it true that you're blocking the footpath?" And I said, "Where were we arrested?" And he said, "Shaftesbury Avenue." And I said, that was on the way to our temple. We're not obstructing anything. And he said to the police officer, is this true? And the police officer said, yes. So he said, I'm inclined to dismiss this case. But the judge said, must you Must you trundle the footpaths in your costumes? So I said, these robes represent God, just like your robes represent the law. So he said, quite, case dismissed, case dismissed. This is Hanuman. Hanuman is from Canada, and he has a very heavy French accent. And his name is Hanuman, and Tamal Krishna threw him out of the L.A. temple for being drunk. But actually, he said, no, that's the way I talk.
Yellow.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite series of photos. This is in front of the Burry Place Temple. We were fortunate to get this. Actually, Sam Rashinda knew somebody. I met him in the line at the bank, and then Sam Rashinda knew him from San Francisco, and we were able to get this building. Is that the one that George guaranteed for us?
I think.
Yeah, George Harrison guaranteed us. Before that, they weren't wanting us to zone. But here, you see the gate? The Greater London Council said that you cannot put any signs there because this is outside the temple. So Prabhupada said, this is inside. So then the Greater London Council also said, you cannot put any signs there because it's inside the gate. And Prabhupada said, this is outside. We were riding with the mayor of Delhi, looking at plots of ground. And Prabhupada would say, what is that piece of ground for? And Hans Raj Gupta would say, that's for recreation. And Prabhupada said, we are recreation. What is this for? Education. We are education. That's how Prabhupada thought. I don't know what this yellow is, but this is the temple that Shamashunda built with Tirthapada. All the redwood came from California. Yeah, in fact, Samarshan is going to tell that story.
There's the boat-shaped ceiling.
Yeah. Nanda Kumar. This person is Lord Sorensen, one of the lords of the House of Commons, but we are in the room of Westminster Abbey, the famous abbey where many people are buried, and it's a big cathedral in India, in England, and this is the abbot of Westminster Abbey, who was very favorable to Prabhupada. Lord Sorensen isn't quite as favorable. But you see, he's reading back to Godhead. This is Apupant on the way. This is a whole series again of photos. India House in the Strand. Again, he's reading back to Godhead.
Indira Gandhi's time. How could you refuse that smile?
This was a very famous program. Prabhupada asked me that I should, or maybe it was my idea, but we should have a different title. It was 6 or 7 days of lectures. So I put titles like The Meaning of the Vedas and things like that, and Prabhupada would, he would talk on that.
Yeah, I think the reason we did Conway Hall is because his Guru Maharaj had some disciples that came to London, and they did a lecture in Conway Hall.
Oh, that's right.
So Prabhupada liked the idea we were coming back to the same hall that his Guru Maharaj's disciples gave a program in 30 years earlier.
Yes. And those disciples went back in 1942, not very successful. So you can see the English public is dancing and chanting, and Prabhupada preached so nicely and answered the questions. Trivikram Maharaj is there. Saraswati got everybody dancing one night. There, Prabhupada is answering questions. You see how he would be so personable to everybody. He would just answer their questions. Who knows where this photograph is seen? Yes, back to Godhead magazine. It's the masthead. Famous photo.
Oxford Town Hall.
Yes, this is Oxford Town Hall.
These are students at Oxford University.
Professors.
Didn't Mukunda play that organ during the kirtan?
I think so.
Up behind Prabhupada, there was a huge pipe organ. Huge. And Mukunda played it during the kirtan. Made an incredible sound.
I guess Mukunda has four arms playing the mridanga and the organ at the same time.
Maybe not.
That's Jayahari before he shaved. Very, very competent devotee. Came from a Muslim background. So you see the photographer was running back and forth, behind Prabhupada, front Prabhupada. There's
Mukunda playing the pipe organ.
Yep.
And Ishan over on the right with his trumpet.
Yeah, playing the trumpet. I'm surprised it's in focus. Usually when Prabhupada danced, I was dancing too, so it was hard to keep the camera in focus. Okay, now Samarshan is going to tell how the deities came from this, the person who was connected with the Hindu center, Mr. Goyal. He's going to tell the story now.
I guess this is probably the East London Hindu center. Huh? In those days, there were not many Indian followers, very few, in fact. There weren't many Indians yet in London to begin with, and those that were there were not very, not very receptive to Krishna consciousness. They had their own ways, their own little temples spread out in the suburbs of London. Gradually, more and more Indian people came, and now it's probably the majority of our congregation in England is from India or Indian origin. But in the beginning, they were very few. But we sometimes went out to the Hindu centers to do programs. Apparently, this one, sometimes Prabhupada, we would not be prepared to speak, but sometimes Prabhupada would say, Gurudas, you will say something. or Shamsundar, you will say something, and we were stuck. We had to speak. Radhanath's an expert at that, too.
Yes, he does that.
Go on, next one. There's a little Saraswati down there.
So they had a deity there.
Yeah, this, I don't know if it happened before or after, but when the temple was being constructed and finished, we still did not have any deities for the London Center. We heard that the, perhaps there's one photo, maybe it's the next one, where the Hindus are sitting in Prabhupada's room? No. At some point, the Hindus came forward and told us that they had a Radha and a Krishna, that they had ordered for their temple, but that the small finger on Radha's hand had broken in transit. So it was their tradition, they could not install a deity that was damaged that way. So Prabhupada took us out to see this deity one day at their Hindu center, about 5 or 10 days before the temple was due to be installed, before a deity was due to be installed at London, and still we had no deity. So he took one look and asked us to pick up the deities and take them out to our van. In fact, he stole the deities from the East London Hindu Center. The talk was all in Hindi, so we don't know what was exchanged, but apparently Prabhupada wound up kidnapping Radha and Krishna from the Hindu center.
They wanted some money, and then they were stalling, like tomorrow, or, and Prabhupada said, no, we can take today. Can we take today? So
he tricked them by saying, can you carry that tomorrow? Can you pick that up and carry it? Yes, Prabhupada, I've got it in my hands. So it seems that one man can carry it. He says, well, then take it out to the van while you're at it.
Yes, so he did. London Ishwari.
London Ishwara.
Now, everybody knows Prabhupada in his formal way, but when you were with Prabhupada in his room, he would be like that, relaxed. Mm. Sometimes his leg was up, he'd put his hand on his knee. This is how I remember Prabhupada a lot. Just really relaxed.
Making fun of something that happened during the day or something. Some devotee will come in and say, well, Prabhupada, I heard this on the news today, and Prabhupada would comment and make some jokes.
Or about the scientists who said that this poison is odorless, colorless, and tasteless. And so Prabhupada said, Who tested that it's tasteless?
that's the look.
Yeah.
If you could get Prabhupada to give that look for something you said or did.
Enthusiasm is the backbone of Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada would say. So how can anyone be even more enthusiastic than that? Of course we were enthusiastic, because look at that. Prabhupada would say, what news? And then he'd be so happy like that. And I would not see him for maybe 10 minutes only, and I'd come in and he would be like, we haven't seen each other for 20 years. It'd be like that. He'd be so happy to see you.
Oh, explaining a point. Flawless philosopher.
Prabhupada looks so peaceful there. We just came back from a program where we were in Amsterdam still, Holland. This studio was underground. They put dry ice during the television program to make smoke so it would look like we were mystical. More than once. Prabhupada said some people in the future will never see the sun. They will live underground their whole life because we were underground that day. We got to the airport and someone had lost the tax or the ticket or the baggage. Prabhupada is still very peaceful. He's looking at his watch, but still he's very, very peaceful. We were running around. Prabhupada is transcendental. Shiradai Vishnu, he was a merchant, gave up his business, followed Prabhupada, went to India.
He was the first Indian devotee, I think, in England. Yes, first Indian disciple.
And he eventually went to Vrindavan and left his body there. So this is still at the airport. People are still running around trying to find the ticket. You see, this person is not very happy. And Prabhupada is transcendental.
That's Jimmy Doody's brother, isn't
he? Oh, is that Jimmy Doody's brother? Yeah. He couldn't pronounce the Sanskrit name, Jimmy Doody's brother. He calls Sam Rishunda Sammy Shoe.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Oh, what a photo. Whoa. Look at that.
Transcendental. Look how nice he's even benedicting me through the camera. That's how he was so kind upon me. Even though the camera's there, he's still looking like that.
Checking his documents, huh?
Passport. Okay, this is the Hindu center.
That's the meeting of the Hindu center chiefs.
Mr. Parikh, Mr. Goyal.
Oh, yeah. Saraswati giving him a puri. Or he's giving her one. I'm not sure. She probably came in eating it, and he asked her for it.
You'd never know. Even in San Francisco, one time he came in the kitchen and he started eating pakoras. And they said, how many of these can you eat? And he said, more than you can make. And then Harsharani said, didn't you say that you shouldn't eat in the kitchen? And he said, yes, but I've given you these rules so I can break them. I don't tell that story too much. Look at how sincerely he chants. Prajumna was there, Panditji. He was called over from Boston and he came to help with Sanskrit. Prabhupada preaching.
Ah.
Amazing.
Did you build that Vyasa son?
No, this was one we used for, it was a portable one.
Oh.
I think it was made later.
A thousand and one expressions. How could you not photograph so much? Another person's life changed by Prabhupada's smile.
That's a full laugh.
Okay, now we're going to play the Govindam.
That doesn't matter.
These were recording in the studio with Shriman George Harrison. And he's playing the introduction to the Govindam. And we're singing our own chorus.
I think this is the Hare Krishna mantra.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe not.
No, because Jamuna was seated in the Hare Krishna temple, Hare Krishna mantra. This must be Govindam.
Govindam.
Govindam. Hari Purusham. Namaham Jami.
Adi Purusham Namaham Bhajami Enam Kanvantam Aravindadamaya Taksham Bahavatam Samasitam Kulasundaram Kandar Kato Dinamaniya Govindam Hari Purusham Namaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Namaham Bhajami Andani Yasa Sakale Priya Priti Banti Vasyanti Van Vikayanti Jirangadanti Anandad Maya Shadu Govindam, Hari Purusham, Namaham Bhajami, Govindam,
Okay, now George thought while we were building the Buried Place Temple that it would be good because now we started with seven, and then there was 25 or so, and now there's about 40 devotees. We need a bigger place so that we could live at John Lennon's estate and help with the work there while the temple was being built. So this is at home on John Lennon's estate, making prasadam. This is Patty, George's first wife, and George Harrison, Malati Jamuna. Just sharing prasadam with the devotees, hearing the holy name. Talking philosophy. Saraswati playing the cymbals. Our S. Raj maestro. George and John talking about Yoko. This is at George's home in Surrey. We had a kirtan. I'm surprised the roof stayed on the house. Billy Preston was there playing the organ, and there was a wonderful kirtan that day. Back at Tiddenhurst Park. Our Trivikram Maharaj. Hayagriva, Yoko Ono. Janaki showing John how to play the kartals. This picture is in the book here. They rented a whole tent for us in Plumpton. And so we had a press conference and to inaugurate our album, our recordings. This photo's in another book that recently came out about George Harrison.
That's it.
Okay, now we shall go to India.
I wish that yellow spot. Can we get rid of that yellow spot, or is it on the screen? That yellow. Is that on the screen, or is that on the in the film? That yellow color. I think it's in the computer. That yellow color. No way to get rid of it. It's not out on the screen because it moves when the
it's not on the screen.
Better to leave well enough alone.
Indians were involved. Something was great done. Even today, with the advanced computer.
I have to bear with the yellow. It's all right. While we're waiting for the slides, let's all do some Hari Bols and do some stretching. Hari Bol! Okay. Do I do there? Here? Airport Delhi? Thank you.
Contrast.
Hari This is Hansh Raj Gupta.
Very good.
Thank you. He is the mayor of Delhi. This is the son of Mr. Joshi, an old friend of Prabhupada's. Hansh Raj Gupta gave Prabhupada a fan for his room in Radha Damodar. He was constantly our friend throughout the time Prabhupada was in India.
What year was this? 71 or something? Yeah,
71, 72. Now, Prabhupada asked me to go to Vrindavan to get a palace from the Maharaj of Bharatpur, who turned out to be Pugli, somewhat mad and crazy. The story's in the book. It didn't happen. But then, Prabhupada was, we were given some land in Ramanreti where the Krishna Balaram temple is. And Samashunda and Prabhupada were coming to the airport. It's a different airport, but we were meeting at the airport. And I'm thinking, this is the highest transcendental pleasure on Earth planet, that I'm going to Vrindavan with my spiritual master. And so we went in the ambassador car, and Samashunda and I hadn't seen each other for a while, and we were whispering like school children in the back seat, how are you? Prabhupada was in the front seat. I'm thinking Prabhupada's going to do some great shlok about Vrindavan, Chintamani Prakat, whatever, the touchstone of Vrindavan, the peacocks. I'm waiting for the shlok. Finally, Prabhupada clears his voice and says, cement. We need cement to make this water filter, this water tower. Prabhupada was always very practical as well.
In those days, it was hard to get cement, remember?
Yeah, because they were using it for the cinema theaters. I would go to the cement minister and say, you want to use it for the cinema theater when we're building a temple? And then he'd start crying and give us the cement. Okay, you can have the cement.
Cement minister.
Yeah. We had the chance to stay with Prabhupada overnight in his rooms.
Remember that? You were there?
Radha Damodar Temple.
Can you get the contrast a little better on that? It's awfully bright.
Yeah, there.
Good.
This is Prajuna Pandaji.
This is a great sequence here.
Subal. So now you see, Prabhupada is talking to Gaur Chand Goswami. I don't know if I should tell that story.
Yeah, I gotta tell the story.
Gaur Chand Goswami, Prabhupada asked me one day, what do you think of Gaur Chand Goswami? I said, I think he's a rascal, but he loves you. Because they would fall out of bed 5 minutes before the Mangal Arati, which started late. And he couldn't see very well. He smoked beedies. He wouldn't speak to his neighbor, Madan Mohan Goswami. He rented some rooms to Prabhupada, and there was some contention about the rooms. I had to get them legally, finally, for life. So Prabhupada asked me, what do you think of Gaur Chand Goswami? And I said that, and he said, Gaur Chand has invited us to Prasadam. So...
You were there, right?
Yeah.
So... Gaur Chand made all of Prabhupada's favorite dishes, stuffed pork tals, shukta, mustard oil, all Bengali style. when Prabhupada liked eating prasadam, he would put his hand down, one hand down, and he would really eat. He'd be concentrating on eating. I was next to Prabhupada. Suddenly, a half a stuffed pork tail would go on my plate. Prabhupada had eaten it and throw it on my plate. Maha, maha. Something else thrown on my plate that Prabhupada had bitten. Ah, maha, maha. I'm in bliss too. I'm eating like that, one hand down like Prabhupada. Gaurachand, being a family member, didn't stand on tradition, and he started eating with us. He didn't wait till after we ate. He finished early. Samashinda was there. Dr. Kapoor was there. They were also eating like Prabhupada, one hand down, eating, eating. So, then, Gaurachand, as is a habit for people who smoke, right after they eat, they have to have a bidi. So, he couldn't see very well, so he went behind the door while we were eating to have his bidi. The only thing was, he wasn't behind the door, he was in front of the door. And he was like this, sneaking bidi, and all the smoke was billowing. So I saw this, his body language, it was obvious that he was sneaking. So, Prabhupada was eating, so I just said, Prabhupada, because it was so funny, he was sneaking the bidi. So Prabhupada sees him, and Prabhupada could not hold the laughing. He laughed, so then I couldn't hold the laughing. And then Samashinda couldn't hold the laughing, and Dr. Kapoor laughed a lot all the time anyway. So we were all laughing, and Gaurachand realized that they're seeing me, and so then he pretended to be a great devotee. He went, Govinda, Gopal, like that.
I think in this sequence of pictures, he's negotiating the rent. This looks like a rental negotiation.
Right. And then look at the next series.
He wins the argument and gives him a mango.
So that's Prabhupada. Rishu Kumar, he and I had to stay behind to get the Akash Ganga during the Kumbh Mela. And so we did that. Then we got the Akash Ganga, and with Mr. Chabria was going to see all the devotees in Prayag. So I asked Mr. Chabria to give a note to Prabhupada. Can I come too now to Kumbh Mela? And Prabhupada said, yes, come immediately.
I think this is Juhu Beach, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe so.
Can you get the contrast better?
You know Kartikeya Mahadevia? He once said to Prabhupada, I am not afraid of death, but I am afraid for my family. So Prabhupada said, then you do not understand not being afraid of death.
This looks like Juhu Beach. Huh? That's too dark. There's Sudama Vipra.
As I said, Prabhupada was so regulated that he would go on the parikrama and meet this man every day at 6:03 in the morning. Jai. Madan Mohan.
I think this was in 1972, the Radhakrishna, the when he spoke on the Isopanishad, the Brahma Samhita, right? Nectar of Devotion.
Yeah, Rupa Goswami Samadhi.
That's this period. I agree with.
Yeah, Achyutananda.
And Achyutananda.
Tatpur. What's his name now? Tatpur is now a Swami? Tatpur Maharaj. Sutta Kirti, Hayagriva, Professor Howard Wheeler, Prabhupada, Professor Howard Wheeler. This is Barsana. This is Satchidananda's son. Sunil Satchidananda. He's in Calgary now. Nara Narayan.
Guru Kripa. Look Guru Kripa. How skinny he is.
Saraswati again.
I think Vishaka took some of these.
Well, obviously I didn't.
Yeah.
Prabhupada gave me so much association, he even let me stand next to him walking. I usually didn't have to do that because I had so much association. But he still allowed me. So one morning, you've probably heard this story, but he said, how do you know Krishna's God? So I said, because you told us, Swamiji. He said, they will say I am an old man. Somebody else said, because the Bhagavad Gita says so. Prabhupada said, they will just say it's a book. No one knew. Prabhupada said, you know Krishna's God because of the ecstasy you feel when you're serving him. The proof of the pudding's in the eating. You feel this ecstasy. So 3 years later in Philadelphia, Prabhupada stops and he says, how do you know Krishna's God? Oh, I know this. Somebody says, because you said so, Swamiji. He said, they will say I am an old man. Nobody knew. I said, you know, because of the ecstasy you feel when you serve Krishna, the proof of the puddings in the eating. Prabhupada said, no, you know Krishna's God because the Bhagavad Gita says so. And there is no contradiction in transcendental life. Yeah. This is Rupa Goswami Samadhi. I think Vishaka might have taken these. Mm. Or Yadabara. That's a nice photograph.
Initiation.
Look at all the japa beads there to be initiated. Also, Yasodhananda had sannyasi initiation there. there, Yasodhananda Maharaj sannyasi initiation. Samashinda there again. Prabhupada liked to do various programs at people's houses. Even if we would say, well, this person just wants us to come, and we went there, and not so many people came, and this and that, and Prabhupada still would go. He liked to preach. So at one program, people were bringing diksha, different gifts for Prabhupada. And Prabhupada turned to me, I was here, and he said, just see how they're treating saintly people. He didn't even say me, he said saintly people. So then he said that it is said that if someone is not spiritually powerful, that when they touch your feet, you will take on their karma. You've heard this? That when someone touches your feet, you take on their karma. And if you're not spiritually powerful, you'll take that karma on. You've heard that? Prabhupada then joked. He said, that's why I pat them on the head. I give it back. So we were in Mayapur. Even though Prabhupada gave me so much association, it was like in San Francisco. I would find any excuse to be near Prabhupada. Prabhupada was my study. Prabhupada is the modern application of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada is the representation of Krishna on this planet for me. How this is all applied. So even though he gave me so much association, I would chant in front of his room early in the morning. At first Prabhupada would say, Kone, who's there? Somebody would say, oh, it's Gurudas. Prabhupada would say, oh, come on in. We would be talking very quietly early in the morning. He'd be translating. So then I was there again in front of his room, chanting loudly so he could hear. Not soft, but loud, so like a little child wanting attention. Prabhupada, instead of saying Korn, he said, Gurudas, come on. Then he walked out of his room, and he looked over the balcony, and he said, the farmers, they are asking Krishna to give them water. He said, the farmers say, give me water, give me water. And Krishna says, all right, take it. And Prabhupada's hands went down like that. Take it. And when his hands went down, the skies opened up and the water came down. Just as he did that. All right, take it.
Hansa Duda.
This is at the Kumbh Mela, first one.
1972.
Himavati, Hanuman.
Madhavisa, too, right?
Madhavisa Maharaj, yes. Dinanath. Dinanath.
Giriraj.
Giriraj Maharaj. Prabhupada wanted us to feed lots of people at the Kumbh Mela. Feed the quarter, he said.
And he wanted to show off his Western devotees. So we built a big pandal right in the center. And we were the star attraction for the Kumbh Mela 1972. It was Prabhupada's dancing white elephants.
Right.
We would go through the streets chanting like this with all Western devotees. And the people of India were just amazed. They couldn't imagine such a thing.
Actually, this is Calcutta, not Krishna Balaram Temple. There was a pukur, a bathing ghat, across the street. So mosquitoes would come in. This was Prabhupada's room. So one day I went into his room. Of course, I was wanting to be near Prabhupada again. No one was there. Prabhupada was sitting on the ground. He said, "I have fooled them." I said, "Who, Prabhupada?" He said, "The mosquitoes. I am sitting on the ground and they rise naturally." He always wanted us to study nature. So I, being who I am, would ask Prabhupada sometimes unusual questions. So I said, "Are there mosquitoes in Krishna Loka?" So Prabhupada said, "Yes, but they don't bite, they sing." This is again Calcutta. That's Kasalya.
Contrast.
This is early Vrindavan. This is the adobe huts that we lived at. Anand Prabhu was cooking. Just a few people there while we were building the temple, giving class. This is Mr. Gupta. He did a lot of service, and just recently I met his son in Pune. He invented an eye drop that became famous, but he did a lot of service, Mr. Gupta, and his wife too. Anand Prabhu was the best cook, and the Gaudiya Math always wanted him to come on special days and cook. He was very, because you let your beard grow in Vrindavan and then you shave it, he would look very young after shaving. And he'd look very old when he let his hair grow. But he could walk on his hands with his legs this way. He was very strong and a great cook. One day Prabhupada called Anand in and said, "Anand, Prabhu, how much do we spend on each person?" Anand didn't know, but I knew. I said 5.5 rupees. So Prabhupada said, "Can you make it for 4.5? And Anand said, "Yes." But Anand was the cook. He wasn't a manager. So I said, "Excuse me, Prabhupada." And I went out to Anand. "Can we really make it at 4? And Anand said, no, but I was afraid to tell Prabhupada that. So I go back in and I said, "Anand says that we can't quite do it for that price." Prabhupada started to delineate everything. He said, "Each person eats 1/4 kilo of rice." He just went through everything. I saw his account book. When he was alone, he would do that. And he would do it like that. He'd say, And a quarter a kilo of rice costs 5 annas. I said, Prabhupada, those were 1942 prices. But we did it anyway. There's Anand.
I remember him.
Surat, they really welcomed us amazingly. The whole town came out and put big banners in the streets.
I think these are very...
There were so many garlands that we had to... They covered over our head. And we had to give garlands out. There's a wonderful, wonderful welcoming there in Surat. Tamala and I were in Vrindavan, and we joined the party after they were there for a few days. And we saw how wonderful. Look at what they constructed for Prabhupada and the devotees. This is how wonderful this land of Bharat is. How just moments' notice you can build something like this to glorify Krishna and have a procession in the street. So that is the end of our slideshow. And do you have, if you have any questions, we can take them. Otherwise, gotcha.
This book of Gurudas is called By His Example, The Wit and Wisdom of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. It's just arrived, two cases of this book by Gurudas, and it's not really a book about Gurudas, it's a book about Srila Prabhupada. All of Gurudas's memories are presented in this book in anecdotal, short little paragraph formats. And it's one of the best places to get first-hand information about Srila Prabhupada, his personality, the things he said, the things, his wit and his wisdom. So this book is going to be on sale after the program by Gurudas. He'll be downstairs in the courtyard with this book. So if you on your way out, you should stop and look through the book and buy a copy if you want.
If you like these stories, then there's more in here.
Let us very sincerely offer our gratitude to Gurudas Prabhu and Shyam Sundar Prabhu for this amazing presentation. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti namine. Louder, please. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyate Satharine.